Gang, Spotify has become the ultimate app for music lovers. I have an account and I love it. I find new music by following Tastemaker playlists, and I make my own playlist that I share featuring music from guests that have been on the show. Well, did you know that outside of millions of songs, Spotify now has thousands of podcasts, including How Did I Get Here? Yeah, tons of podcasts available on Spotify, including How Did I Get Here. Just go to Spotify.com or download the app from your app store, and don't forget to follow How Did I Get Here? That's Spotify. Millions of songs, now thousands of podcasts. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys have all had a great week, whatever it is you did this week. Welcome to episode 799, the music of How Did I Get Here. This is the show where I get to sit back and I get to be the DJ on the show. Play some tunes from bands that have been on the last, or artists that have been on the last 100 episodes. I'm pretty excited about this. I can't believe I'm at episode 799. I don't know if you can hear the echo in my apartment, but I'm moving my stuff out because they're going to redo the whole apartment. This is kind of the last whole show that I'm doing in the apartment. So I'm going to be, there's a lot of outros. There's a lot of podcasts coming up in the next few weeks that I've already done that I did in the apartment when it was normal, but I'm moving into my friend Jason's Airstream for a couple of weeks while they redo my whole apartment. Then I'll be moving back in and we'll be doing podcasts from the new apartment starting in about the middle of May, all right? Welcome to the show, gang. I want to, one more thing before we get into all this music, because I get to play DJ. I get to play tunes for you guys. But before we get into that, let me quickly remind you that this Sunday, May 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m., we will be celebrating episode 800 with a live podcast at Cosmic Coffee here in Austin. There is no cost to get in. There's no cover. That's it. There's no cost to get in. Let me tell you. I don't know why I'm announcing things from the 1940s. But, gang, this Sunday, May 5th, 5 to 7 p.m., episode 800, live podcast recording. My guests will be Alicia Lani, Ray Prim, AC Monaro from Go Fever, and Lori Gallardo from KUTX. You know her from your Monday through Friday drives, 2 to 5 p.m. Yeah, baby. I'm going to be sitting up there talking to people. We're going to be recording it. It'll come out on next Tuesday, the 7th. But yeah, come on out to the live recording. No cover. All these great people, celebrate with us. I'm very, very, very proud of this show. I can't believe I've done it this long. I can't believe I've gone this far, 800 episodes, you know. Jesus, man. And I've got tons already in the can. I've got like 9 in the can ready to go for after 800, 801, 802. Still doing more. Anyway, gang, episode 799, the music of How Did I Get Here? I'm going to start off with an artist that has been on the show a few times. She sang on my record. We wrote a song together for my record that came out earlier this year. We're close friends, but she's been an artist that has been around getting tons of attention from people and had never put out a record. Her name's Jamie Harris. She's currently on tour with Mary Gaucher. And she's out there doing it, man. She's living the dream, man. She's traveling all over the country. She's doing shows at the Grand Ole Opry. She's out there singing with Emmylou Harris and singing with Mary Gaucher and doing her own shows. But she did finally put out a record this last fall. It's called Red Rescue, and you can find it wherever you stream and download your jams. I'm going to play the song Depressive State from there, because that's my favorite song. I'm very proud, very, very, very proud of Jamie Harris. This is an amazing record produced by Craig Ross, mixed by Mark Hallman. Amazing record. Jamie Harris, Red Rescue. Go out there and check it out. This is the song Depressive State.
In a depressive state, how long will I feel this way?
Thank you.
lights off, no need to ever come around. You can take my number off your fridge, you never need it, never need it.
You have to wait. taking my time, making up my mind.
Shy Beast, their song, Monday, Sunday, from their EP, Leave Me, Let Me, that also dropped last fall. Oh, man, what a great band, Shy Beast. Get out there and check them out. My God, MC in the band, amazing, amazing. And also, she's one of my favorite singers. She's one of my favorite people to watch on stage. She's one of my favorite people to talk to on the show. She is one of my favorite people, period. MC Glazer in the band Shy Beast. All right, next up is Edie Brickell and New Bohemians. They put out a new record this last fall. It's called Rocket. Great, great record. There was a single on there called What Makes You Happy, and I got to sit down with Brad Hauser last year and talk to him about making the record, being in the band, how the band came together, and everything. So from their album Rocket, this is Edie Brickell and New Bohemians with the song What Makes You Happy, produced by my dear pal, Kyle Crusham. Let's get down.
Set yourself free from the ties that bind. Get yourself clean, have a real good time. Break on out of that prison cell. Wake up out of that hypno spell. What makes you happy? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What makes you happy? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do it. What makes you happy? Kick it to the curb if it doesn't serve you. If it only hurts you, it don't deserve you. Give it to yourself every night and day. If you get lost, baby, find a way. Find what makes you happy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What makes you happy?
chasing down the kid with the knockdown sound. There's a look in your eyes that can make me go clear. One could be honey and the other could be tea. Won't you swirl me around in your column of cream all day? Woke up deep in the middle of the night. In my sleep I was writing on the walls and the wires. And in spite of myself, heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell. All time torn asunder, reminiscing in an old hotel. Hey, alright, look to the south, rising like a river full of cotton mouths. It's hard to deny that you've been hoping for the road to wash out. King Kong is coming full steam, gonna steal your valor, crush your color scheme. Heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell. You better take yourself back to your wicked wishing well. There's a carnival coming, could you meet me there? Alright, I'm coming home tonight. Cause heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell. Woke up sleeping in the middle of the day. Something good must be coming my way, but it's over. It's the end of the line. Cause hell could be heaven and heaven could be hell. I catch you leaning and you're dreaming, gonna push you and you're wishing well. And every time you think you're done, you catch yourself falling for someone. Tell you everything that you think you wanna hear, alright. He's coming full steam, gonna steal your valor, crush your color scheme. Heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell. Oh, heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell.
That's Blaze star Ben Dickey with his song I Think It's All Different from his album A Glimmer on the Outskirts, produced by the great Charlie Sexton and engineered by my friend Kyle Crusham, who produced this song What Makes You Happy by Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. I had a great conversation with Ben Dickey. That guy is just amazing. Amazing songwriter, amazing actor. If you have not seen the movie Blaze, get out there and see it. If you did not hear my conversation with Ben Dickey, it's absolutely fantastic. Get on back there and listen to it. I know there was a little excerpt from it from episode 798. So go back and listen to that if you want to. Ben Dickey's album, Glimmer on the Outskirts, is absolutely gorgeous. He's a great, great songwriter, great performer. Get out there, check it out. Ben Dickey, he's on tour right now. I think he's still on tour with Hayes Carl. He might still be on the Sex Hawk Black Records. Ethan Hawk, Charlie Sexton, and Lewis Black put together a record company and put out this Ben Dickey record, A Glimmer on the Outskirts. Check it out. All right, next up, one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite guys to have on the show on a regular basis. We always have a great conversation. My friend Billy Harvey put out a new record last fall. It's called The Arsonist, and he came by just like a few weeks ago. We had a great conversation about making the record, where he's at. It was about his fifth, I think his fifth time on the show. I owe him a jacket. But when Billy Harvey puts out a record, I get excited. He's like my own personal Tom Petty. When he puts out a record, I know I'm going to love it. I'm going to listen to it while I'm cleaning my house. Sometimes he makes a depressing record. Otherwise, he makes some joyous records, pretty fun records. This record, The Arsonist, great, great record. Get out there and check it out. So from the album The Arsonist, this is the song The Arsonist from my friend Billy Harvey. Let's get down.
Tell the police how my car got home. Don't tell the police that I'm all alone. Don't tell the police I may have lost my phone. Don't tell the police how my car got home. Sometimes I feel like I'm a stranger's house. I keep pulling on doors and I can't get out. My mail all goes to the 512, but I'm stuck in here. What am I gonna do? Don't tell the police if the coast is clear. Gonna find me a way to get out of here. Tried to use my card, but it got declined. No dial tone on that old landline. Sometimes I feel like I'm a stranger's house. Got some gasoline, I'm gonna burn it. Signal that speaks of love as it dies in the sky, way up above. Strong and my love is pure. I know what I knew from our very first kiss, that I could be an arsonist. Don't tell the police. Don't tell the police. Please.
QQ with their song Man Boy from their self-titled album that came out last year. QQ, great band. I had Mary Streepy from the band on the show a few months ago. I can't even remember exactly when it was. I should have probably written down the numbers of the shows that these people were on. But you know what? Just go back and find it. You know, man, fantastic conversation with Mary Streepy. She's not just a great musician. She is also an amazing visual artist as well. So check that out. QQ, great band. Look them up. I know they just played at Hotel Vegas or something recently. I'm sure they'll be playing again soon. Look them up. Power Trio. Three ladies rocking it out. Ooh, say doo-doo. Love it. All right, next up, my pal, Eric Tesmer. He released a great single last year called Good So Bad. We had a great conversation on the show back in December, I think it was. But he interviewed me when I put out my album, or my EP, last September. Yeah, Eric Tesmer came over, he interviewed me. You can go back and check that out. That happened in September. My interview with him about these new recordings happened in December. But you know what? It's almost time for me to have a new conversation with Eric Tesmer, because here's the thing. First of all, he kind of changed his sound. Not changed his sound, that's weird to say. He just reached out and moved outside of blues rock. And is trying to write more songy songs now, okay? And then he also has become friends with Nancy Wilson from Heart, and they're releasing an EP or a record later this year. I don't know, man. I'd like to find out what's going on with that. They were here recording. I know my friend Trish Murphy from Skyrocket, I think, did some backing vocals on it. I'm not sure. I know she was there doing some singing. I know she met Nancy Wilson. Nancy Wilson said, hey, come sing. And then she sang. And she sang again. Okay, so anyway, my friend Eric Tesmer, amazing artist. Get out there and check him out. He's always out there on the road. He's always playing shows. He's recording. He's writing songs. He's an amazing, amazing artist, an amazing dude. We always have great conversations, so maybe you do want to check out both him interviewing me and me interviewing him. Cool dynamic there, right? This is his single, Good So Bad.
Every day's the same. I want everything but me to change. But I don't wanna be the way I am. I hold my troubles so close. The only thing that I won't let go. I just wanna feel good so bad. I can feel it starting to spin. Stop.
everything, what you thought and what you think. Now I know I do what's right, I let the sleeping dogs lie. Every time I fall down, I once again feel the cold ground. Get up, leave it, and I go on trying, and let the sleeping dogs lie. But I let go, I cease to fight, I let the sleeping dogs lie. You say something's behind my back, well, I'm not so very concerned with that. Your problem has never been mine, I let the sleeping dogs lie. So I let the sleeping dogs lie.
My man, Jeff Plankenhorn, with his song Sleeping Dogs from his album Sleeping Dogs, produced by my friend Scrappy Judd Newcomb, who produced my EP as well. Jeff Plankenhorn, amazing artist, man. What a great songwriter. What a great guitar player. What a great dude. Got to get out there and check him out, man. Check out his whole album, Sleeping Dogs. Amazing album. All right. Next up, another great pal of mine, Daisy O'Connor, released a great EP called Ether. Now, Daisy started coming on the show a few years ago when she released her album Doobie Doo. Now, she has progressed in her music, and every time she changes her thing, every time she does something different, every time she brings something new to the table, every time she brings a new style of song to the table, Daisy O'Connor, she's a force to be reckoned with. A great artist and a great friend. From her EP Ether, this is the song Ether from my friend Daisy O'Connor. Let's get down.
I'm not afraid to
That's Go Fever with their song Cling from their EP, Daydream Hawker. Now, AC Monaro is awesome. I had one of my favorite podcasts I ever did with her this year, a couple months ago. I think back in January, maybe back in January or February or something. It was great. You know how there's all these people out there like, I'm real. I'm telling the real thing. This lady's real, and she doesn't talk about being real. She just is. Okay, and she's also my guest at episode 800 this Sunday, May 5th at Cosmic Coffee. Come on out. She will be there along with Alicia Lani, Ray Prim, of course, AC Monaro from Go Fever, and Lori Gallardo from KUTX. So, gang, this is we're winding it down here. We got one more song for you. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. 799 episodes. This is the last intro I'm doing in this apartment as it is. I'll be back in a few weeks, packing it up, moving into the Airstream over at Jason and Penny Joe's. You'll be hearing from that in the coming weeks. Come on out Sunday and celebrate 800 episodes. I'm really proud of this podcast. I'm really glad that all you people listen to it. People get something out of it. You know, it's been great. It's been great. If you want to hear more music from guests that have been on the show, go over to Spotify. You can go to our Facebook page. How did I get here? You should like it anyway. You'll see photos of me and the guests and stuff. But I'll be posting a link to a much longer playlist for episode 799. There's a lot of bands I wanted to put on this show. I didn't get to put on the show. So go to our Facebook page and check out that Spotify playlist. Episode 799, the music from How Did I Get Here. All right, we're winding down episode 799, and there's a great way to go out. One of my favorite podcasts I did this year. I got to work with these guys at the Austin Music Foundation Artist Development Program, and I've become friends with them, and I really, really love this band. They're called Western Youth. They put out a self-titled album this year. It's fantastic, and this is a song from that. It's called Hanging On. So, saying goodbye from episode 799. We're going to go out with the song from Western Youth from their self-titled album. This is the song, Hanging On. Thanks for listening, gang. Have a great weekend. Come on out Sunday to Cosmic Coffee for the episode 800 live. Let's get down.